Welcome to episode 270 of the Women of the Military podcast. This week's episode is in partnership with Veterans for Financial Freedom, and I got to talk to Erin Hell, Kimberly Rushing, and Aubrey Carlson. Veterans for Financial Freedom is all about community. They also host virtual and in-person events, and the in-person events are the number one place to be for our nation's heroes seeking financial freedom. VFF is focused on helping veterans, first responders, firefighters, law enforcement, and their families through their full-day conferences. Each conference offers a full day of speakers and activities focused on increasing your financial literacy, creating goals, and a blueprint to achieve your financial goals. I'm really excited to partner with VFF and to share about the amazing resource that they are creating for veterans and first responders and their families. But before we get started with this week's interview, I wanted to remind you that you can hear Women of the Military podcast on Reese Across America Radio on Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. And you can listen on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, or Odyssey. And now with that out of the way, let's get started with this week's episode. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Women of the Military podcast. I'm really excited to be partnering this week with Veterans for Financial Freedom. I interviewed Erin, but you guys haven't heard her episode because that's coming out next month. So it's like all crazy going on. But I'm really excited to do this panel to learn more about VFF and all the things they're doing to help veterans and first responders. But I want to get started with a little introduction. So can each of you give a little bit of who you are and your connection to VFF?
Yeah, so I'm Erin, and I have been connected with VFF since the beginning and long before that. I got to know Buddy, who is one of the founders and partners of Veterans for Financial Freedom, back in like 2019, maybe even earlier than that. And I took the Real Estate Investing Accelerator. So I credit Buddy with taking me from dabbling stay-at-home mom who invest in real estate on the side to full-fledged professional investor. And he really helped me kickstart my investing portfolio, which at the time had like, I think, four doors and now has 97. And it's just been really cool to be on this journey with Buddy and Kimberly, his wife, who you'll hear from shortly. And Veterans for Financial Freedom started last year as we were planning an event. And so I've been involved, watching, part of all of it since the beginning. So it's been amazing.
I'm Kimberly, Buddy's wife. Buddy and I actually started investing back in 2008. And if you know the real estate market, that's when everything crashed. And we were pumping a whole lot of money into a really old house while watching it happen, because you can't live in an unfinished house for the most part. But what we learned and what we realized at the same time was all the other houses in our area were doing the same. And if any of you know California and you know the Marine Corps base, 29 Palms, it's the middle of nowhere. And so we just started using those opportunities for houses that were sitting vacant, foreclosed on, and then double foreclosed on, to start really investing and pouring our time and energy into learning more about what happened and why the market crashed like that and what that meant as far as investment goes. And so we started with long-term rental, and then that just sort of evolved. And we just loved connecting families who were living on the base with houses. And then we just started getting more and more plugged in, and years went by, and we had friends like Aubrey and Erin who wanted to just plug in and learn more. And it just became this really cool community that over the past decade, we've been able to build together.
Hi, I'm Aubrey Carlson, and I actually just got out of the military 2 months ago after a 10-year career. And I met Buddy and Kimberly. It was back in 2021, I think. I actually heard a podcast that Buddy was on, and he was talking about the Real Estate Investing Accelerator that Erin mentioned earlier. So I did that. And honestly, because of that, I'm sitting here today just leaving the military as a full-time entrepreneur through real estate and my own business. So it's all thanks to the community, honestly.
Awesome. I love hearing how it's community focused, and it kind of seems like it grew organically over time. It started, you know, just as two people, husband and wife, and then sharing that with other people. So can you tell us a little bit more about that story and how it all came about?
Yeah. So White Feather has been around for a couple years. And that's where the accelerator is, the real estate investing accelerator course that Aubrey and I both talked about. But Veterans for Financial Freedom is newer. And so about a year ago now, I wanted to create an event that was not like any other event. I'd been traveling to these conferences, going to these events. And what I found out was every time you bought a ticket, you showed up and they wanted you to buy something, or they wanted you to purchase a course or get enrolled in a course, or they wanted you to go to the next thing, which is where they were going to supposedly teach you the thing. And I just kind of got tired of chasing the thing. And I said, let's create an event that just gives you the information, shares with people, lets people come and sit and learn, and more importantly, network and connect with people that are doing the same thing, because that's made all the difference for me. And the first person I thought of when I said I'm going to do this, like it really kind of scared the crap out of me initially, but I was like, all right, if anyone's going to do this with me, it's going to have to be Buddy, who was my very first mentor. And I think part of me, maybe subconsciously, was like a little bit too scared to pursue it, but I knew Buddy would say, heck yeah, we're doing this. And so of course he did. And we created this event. We had no clue what we were doing. We had it at the most expensive hotel on the strip in Las Vegas. It was like a $160,000 event for the first one. We're like, we need to get 500 people there. We're going to sell tickets for $500. We had these huge aspirations, right? And we freaking did it. I'm not sure how we pulled it off, but we did. But what we kind of learned in the process was we were just creating this amazing network of speakers and sponsors, like the people that were coming to bring their services to the event. And we were so clear to them from the beginning, like, this is a pitch free zone. You are there to show them, to showcase like to our attendees what you can offer them. And it's up to you to make the sale, but you're not doing it from the stage. You're not doing it from this venue. Like, put your money where your mouth is and they'll come to you. And that was kind of our model. And we sort of realized like what we were doing had really awesome far reaching effects. And the community sort of came out of that. And I'm going to hand it over to Kimberly to explain more so how BFF itself came about.
Can I just mention too, though, the venue and we actually didn't profit. We at least managed to break even for the most part, but it was funny, but it was so much fun. And I think what we learned is people want community. They want connections. They want to be face to face. Because when you're in the military, you have that. You have that camaraderie, that like family atmosphere, right? And my husband was the Marine, I was the spouse, but I had that too with the wives clubs and with the different things that we could do on base. And then you get out, you transition out, and then it's all gone. It just stops. And we just saw so many friends struggle and so many friends like fall apart, not immerse back into society very well. They didn't have their jobs translate well. And that kind of struggle felt wrong. It's like, all of the things that you guys do in the military and then you leave and there's no support left, it just felt wrong. And so while Buddy was deploying back to back to back, we were living in San Diego and I started plugging into just education. I had no job. I was like, what am I going to do? I'm by myself. We didn't have kids yet. And so I focused on education and I went to every real estate club, every meeting, every seminar, every class. We joined different coaching programs. And we all realize there are the ones that give you just content and education, and they're the ones that sell to you. And no matter what, it's what you get out of it. And it's the connections that you make there. Because you can Google education, you can Google and learn half the stuff, but making the right connections with the people that have the integrity and the trust and the willingness to help you, right? Because starting off in real estate's hard and it's scary. And the idea to, you know, go make offers and do all that, well, that's great, but with what proof of funds? Like, how am I supposed to do that? And I think what we realize is it's so simple when you have a team. It's so simple when you have friends that are doing it with you and you're like, oh yeah, here, let's do this one together. Oh, ho, I'll help you here. And so the event that Aaron decided on was kind of an eye-opener for us because we all came together in one room and we realized we're all military, we're all veterans, we're all here to support and love on each other. How can we help? Like, what can we do for you? How can we help each other? And we walked out of there with such this mind-blowing idea that we have the best community out there, in my opinion. I'm biased, obviously. But, you know, it's just we have this powerful group of people that are skilled and talented and love each other. And whether we know each other or not, we just click and we vibe. And now Aaron and Aubrey and I, we're friends and I love them to death and I never would have met them otherwise. And when you meet, especially as a woman, someone who's doing it with you, it's so much more fun. I love my husband, but I can only work with him in certain ways. So Veterans 1502 Freedom was sort of our evolution from White Feather Investments, which we started when it was just us from the very beginning. And that name has a lot of reasons, but we decided on it on a random drive home one day and it just kind of stuck. And now I'd like to think, like, you know, we have little symbols that just make me think of it, but it was really just born for us. And then it turned into education, but there was still this missing component of like an in-person community, this like feeling of getting together in a room and expanding that and that excitement and that growth. And so we created the community really to pour into everybody, whether you can come or not. The online community is free. The in-person events we sponsor and we have people cover tickets to help it be free. So it's just to pour into every single veteran that we can meet and connect with to give them all the tools they need to really grow financially and make any investments if they want to get into real estate. So that was the that was the idea.
Yeah. And it's so much bigger than just the investment piece too. Kimberly, you mentioned a couple of times like it's simpler, but it's also so much more fun. And just being able to do this with you guys and also being so connected. Like I'm in New York, Aubrey and Kimberly are in California, and we're talking daily. Not because we have to, not because we work together, but because we want to. And it's amazing. And we came out of that last event. Well, we've had two events now. There's one this past weekend. And I always leave the events completely exhausted, but also like on fire, because it's like you're just so motivated and empowered by the people to your left and right. And not just the people on the stage. And there's nothing like it, you know, to actually be there in person.
Yeah, that's so right. Like I haven't been to as many real estate events as Kimberly, but like how motivated we are after the event, like it just, you're like on a high, just a high from life and the high of the community. And then like the next morning that we had this on Saturday, and that next morning on Sunday, we're already updating our vision boards and we're already talking about all these things we want to do. My fiance and I. So yeah, it's really unbelievable.
I love the focus on community and just, you know, talking about losing, you know, that community when you leave the military. I transitioned out of the military and then I became a military spouse, but even my husband is getting closer and closer to retirement. And I'm thinking about how I'm going to lose that community once I transition and how hard that is. And so I think it's really great that you guys are creating these events to like provide that network, but also the community, because I think that's so important. And I know that VFF is focused on three steps, which is knowledge, network, and action. Can you tell us about what those mean and what that process is?
So the idea behind those three things, my husband created on a whim when he was doing a presentation for Annapolis. And one of the things that we see all the time, you've probably heard the term analysis paralysis. Aaron was just sharing this on the panel. And I think we get so caught up on the education component and we're like, I need to learn everything. I need to learn it all. I need to know it all before I get into it, especially in something like real estate or something very challenging because it seems so involved. But what we found and what I learned through the deployments was educate and then take action, educate and then take action. And we were able to do that through our network because we have the tools and the people that we needed to do that. And we saw people at the same time going through the same courses that were just pouring education in, reading every book, going to every class for years, and then never did anything, never made anything. And literally some people went broke spending so much money in education without pumping it back into action-taking investments. So that was really the whole foundation of that phrase is, yes, learn. You need to know what to do so you can make safe choices, right? But then take action through the network that you have with trusted advisors, trusted people, trusted partners. And then together you can make safe investments and safe, you know, journeys through your business. So that makes sense.
That makes so much sense. I love that you focus on the fact that like people can get stuck in the like knowledge and gathering information, and it's really hard to take action. And so I think when you have that community around you and you have that network of support, that it makes it easier to take action, because not only do you have other people who are doing it, you also have people that you can reach out to and get advice, and it's not just being on your own.
I was just going to add one more thing to that action piece, because it's so easy to say take action. And I've been in a lot of places where it's like, okay, now go take action. And you're like, great. And you're on fire and you're ready to go, but you don't know where you're going. But with the accelerator and the boot camp and the events, you know exactly what the next step is. And you get a really personalized, you know, sort of coaching relationship, particularly with Buddy, who will tell you exactly what the next step is to take. Like, I remember my very first 10-unit property. Before that, I'd only bought a duplex, nothing bigger. And I found this property and I said, Buddy, you should buy this. And he was like, no, you should buy this. And I was like, who am I to offer on a 10-unit property? And he was like, why not? I will literally hold your hand. And he was there every single step of the way. Like, I called him before every conversation, after every conversation with the seller, the inspector, everything. And it was so clear exactly where I needed to go. So that's what I really needed in the beginning. And now that sort of direction and that action is way bigger, right? It has more to do with the life that I want to lead. And I'm actually making a pretty significant change with my relationship with VFF. And Buddy and Kimberly have been so supportive and never once like have tried to discourage me from pursuing what I want to do. And I think that's amazing. Like, they just want me to build this beautiful life like they have, and they want that for everybody. And I just don't think you find that in a lot of places.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And I love that you were like, you should buy this. And he's like, or you can, and I'll help you along the way. And I think that's just so great to show like what type of person he is and how they're passing on what they know. It just sounds so great. So I guess that makes it really easy to answer the question of what makes VFF different from the other. You already alluded to, like, it's not just like a pitch to sell you. It's the information that you need, which I've gone to so many conferences where it's like, buy this thing and then you'll learn this. And you're like, what? And so I think, what makes VFF different?
It's very interesting because my journey on real estate, it started with White Feather and Buddy and Kimberly. So that's all I knew was that community. And once my fiance Brad and I started venturing off and doing our own real estate things, everyone was just so fake and egotistical. And it was just, and it was pitch, pitch, pitch. And I'm like, I don't like being out here. I want to go, you know, come closer to the White Feather and the Veterans for Financial Freedom community and do all those events and talk to all those people, because it is just so authentic. And then everyone has a common ground. And because of the military, it's like an inherent trust. And with that inherent trust, I mean, you join the accelerator or you join the VFF community and you already have like vetted lenders. You already have vetted real estate agents. You already have vetted lawyers, CPAs, that they've done the grunt work to find and that are like the best at their job and the most trustworthy. And that is so incredibly unique.
Yeah, I think that trust is really important because our network, it's military veterans and first responders. Our community is naturally about accountability and about honor and, you know, trust. And we don't take that lightly as the people who represent VFF and as the people who join VFF. So I think it just inevitably puts us sort of like one head and shoulder above the rest of it, because there's not a big ethical responsibility in this industry. And it's really just it's a free for all, right? It's capitalism at its finest. And unfortunately that leaves a lot of people that aren't so, altruistic or willing or wanting to help. But what I really like about this community is that there's a lot of people have achieved success. And I think once you hit a certain level of success, it's pretty easy to want to give back. But there are people even within this network who are just getting started, who are drawn to this network because of that sort of vibe and that energy. And so I don't really know how to explain it other than we're attracted to and by the people that have a similar mindset. And I'd like to, I don't know that we've ever had like a bad apple in our community, but I like to think that they would sort of self-disqualify.
This makes me so happy, you guys, because like when we first decided to start helping friends and reaching out to people, it was from the heart, right? Because we love, like we come from love every time. And we had seen so many people just trying, and people that we loved and were like, do this, like, we'll help you. We'll get so excited. And we almost wanted it more than they did. And you know, when your parents ask your advice or your best friend asks your advice and you give it to them and they do the opposite, it's like, ah, it's exhausting. And so I think like what's exciting to me is I see it as family. I see it like you, I've just always believed you pick and choose your family, you know, just because you're blood related doesn't mean they earn that. And I mean, my husband and I both, we've had some pretty troubling childhoods to a degree, and it's just hard. And so when we get in a room and we feel that love and that camaraderie and compassion for each other, and we do cheer each other on, we do support, we want to grow together and celebrate successes along the way. And just seeing each other in that way and watching everybody grow individually is, I think, the whole point, the whole point. And just knowing that when you come in, you can trust everybody because we're all here to help. I mean, what more could you ask for when you're starting off on your own? You know what I mean? It's hard. Entrepreneurship is hard.
I know. I wish that I was in Aubrey's situation because I transitioned from the military and didn't find White Feather for almost 2 years, I think. And I didn't realize that my network is what was missing. And so I think that professionally, you know, the accelerator has done great things for me. But personally, and from the perspective of like the woman that I am and who I'm becoming, I've learned so much from Kimberly. Has taught me so much about feminine energy, which I've never, whether you realize it or not, like I've never even, she introduced me to this concept a couple months ago and I've been like head first diving in because I'm like, what the heck is that? Anyway, so she taught me that. And then Aubrey, when we got home from this conference this past weekend, Aubrey sat on the panel and she's just telling the story about how she's this just like BA flight, you know, pilot who's leading a whole flight crew. And I immediately told my daughters, I'm like, look at this lady, like she's so pretty and look what she's done. And it's just really cool to be around ladies like you, which I didn't have that opportunity in the Army because I was an engineer. There weren't a lot of women. And now that I'm raising daughters, I'm realizing how important it is to have strong women around you, especially in such a male-dominated industry. But I also kind of feel like we need to emphasize that this isn't just women. BFF is actually probably mostly men because of the military demographic, but it is really cool to bring the women together. Cause like you were saying, Kimberly, you and I, we'd have no reason to cross paths. And it's so cool. In Aubrey, you and I have more in common, but again, like live literally as far away as we possibly could in the same country. So it's really cool that we're here and no one can see this, but we're all like nodding and smiling every time somebody says something. And I think including Amanda, which is a testament to what you've built and just like how supportive these women are.
Yeah. I mean, I started my podcast because I was so lonely and I was looking for other people and I didn't realize I would find it through podcasting, but that was like how I was searching. And now I have a connection with so many women veterans and I feel like so validated in how I feel. And I also have friends that I've met through the podcast that I can reach out to for support. So like that community is there. So I'm nodding my head because yeah, it sounds amazing. And I really wish I wouldn't have been busy last weekend because I live in California too. And so it would have been really fun to be in San Diego, but there are more events coming. And so can you guys talk about the upcoming events?
I got this. I was looking at the exact date, so I don't get it wrong. We're actually going to be in April 1st, which is April 13th in Annapolis. So mark your calendars, April 13th. We'll share the information on the website. And then the next one's coming up in October, and we're going to post all the details. So if you do want to learn more, you can go to veteransforfinancialfreedom.org, and you'll see a big old tab right at the top that says events. And if you click that, you can see our very sexy website that showcases all the events. We're going to update it because we just had our last one literally on Saturday. So we've got all new photos, videos, a really better feel into what the event is going to entail and what you can expect there. But yeah, so April 13th, Annapolis.
That's awesome. And you also have virtual events in your membership. Can you talk a little bit about those as well? So that way, I mean, sometimes, you live far away and like it's a big expense to go to an in-person event. So how can you get connected with those virtual events?
So the virtual events were designed for that exact reason. So when we have speakers come into the events, they usually have their subject expert, right? Like the thing that they do all the time. And so what we learned is people want to deep dive into that. They want to learn more. How do I use my VA loan? What are some VA loan house hacks? What are some ways am I really eligible for this VA benefit, this thing? So that's where the masterclasses were born, which you can also find those on our website. We do one free one every single month. So you come in, it's video style, so you can see the speaker, you can connect with the people on the screen, you can ask live questions, and you can really dig in more to whatever that subject is. And so we try to cover the whole thing. So 12 months, we've already done, I think about 7 or 8, and we try to touch on something different each time. But yeah, you can see the whole list right there on our website to come from wherever you are. Even if it's Germany, we've had people come in from overseas before. It's just a great way to just kind of dip your toes into a little bit more about really education in general, but it's all beneficial to veterans. It doesn't have to deal with real estate or any one topic.
I love that. And yeah, I was looking around the website as I was getting ready for this interview, and that's when I found the virtual events, and they were like great topics like VA loans and all these things that I was like, oh, this is something that would be really interesting. So go check out their website, and I'll have the link in the show notes or in the comments, depending on where you're watching. And then I always, if you're a listener of the Women of the Military podcast, you know I really like advice. And so I always try to end my interviews with advice. So we're going to end with advice, and not about joining the military, but this time is advice. If you're considering, you know, attending an event or learning more, what advice would you give to someone who is watching and on the fence? They've heard about it, but they just need that last little push.
Yeah, I would say don't hesitate. You have nothing to lose. Just join the event, go to the event, because it's probably going to change your life. I think everybody on this call, it has changed the trajectory of our lives. And if you don't give it a chance, it's not going to be able to change yours. So don't hesitate, get plugged in, whether you're ready to dive in full force or you just kind of want to dabble for a little bit and pursue this more later. We're going to be here. So don't hesitate.
Also, the community is free, guys. So we designed it that way for a reason. So there's no reason why everybody can't be a part of what we offer. It's all free. So just check out our website. You can see right there, there's a big link that says join here. And then you can just see everything we've talked about today. You can see the classes, you can see the events, you can see a lot of the free tools and materials that we've put up there that we've spent years building, because what you find online is not exactly awesome. And so we just kind of figured out what works, what people really need, and plugged it in there. But also too, life outside is hard. And we've just seen it so many times. And we've had friends do some really, really dark things just to find their own way. And we're like, it doesn't have to be that hard. You have people wanting to wrap their arms around you and want to bring you in and be a part of a family and just connect with everybody. And so that's what this is about. And so if there's anything, if you ever need anything, you can always reach out. There's a little chat icon there on the website. Chat with us, connect with us, whatever it takes. But we're here to help you and we would love to see you.
Yeah. So obviously the events are going to be for any, you know, veteran, military, first responder. But if anyone's like active duty military, like you need to go now, because just being out 2 months, like they're all my anxiety. Like I was so anxious and I just felt like the way the world was just crushing in on me. I was not happy the last couple of years in like my military service. And now that I've been at like all of the, it's, I'm not anxious anymore. Like my anxiety is gone. The miserable days I would have, they're gone. And it's honestly because of this community, because I transitioned with this community around me, which was just so huge. And so many people don't do that. It's like an afterthought for them. So you have to like start, you know, years before building that community, building a life outside of the military, so your transition isn't as hard. Because I've seen it, you know, with a lot of members, and even my brother struggled with that a lot. And so once I saw that, I'm like, I can't do that. Like, I don't want to get depressed leaving the military. I want to like start a new chapter, a new life, and feel fresh.
I think that's great advice. I think so many veterans who, when they're on active duty, they're like not thinking about the future and they're thinking, oh, I've got this. I have people who in the military telling me what it's like. So I really want to harp on, like, if you are active duty, it really is important to get involved in veteran organizations like this one before you leave so that you have that community in place. Because it wasn't until I found the veteran community that I started to like find healing and hope. And there was a long time in that area where I didn't have anyone and I felt really, you know, I just really struggled. So I think that's a great way to end the interview because I think that's such an important thing to talk about. But I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. So I'm going to give you guys like one last chance to raise your hand if you have anything else, or if not, then we'll close it out.
You nailed it.
Awesome. So thank you so much for partnering with Women of the Military podcast. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm really excited about the work that you guys are doing. So thank you so much. And everyone go check it out. I'll put the links in the comments so that everyone can find them easily.
Thanks, Amanda.